Welcome to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio, where our vision is to build a people established in God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us this morning for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is our senior pastor, Fred Gillenwater, with today's message.
The truth be told for the saving of souls.
We've been talking about commitment, and we're going to go to our vision. We're glad you're tuned in live stream. Thank you for being here. And also, we're going to stay our vision. Let's talk about our vision. To build a people established in God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Now, let's just park it just for a minute. So now think about this. Vision. It says in Proverbs 29:18, where there's no vision, the people cast off restraints. But the word vision is also synonymous with the word revelation. The word revelation means the same thing. And this is what it means: to reveal what's on the mind of God to the church for direction. That's what revelation is in vision. God's trying to reveal what's on His mind to you and me, so we can think the way He thinks and see the way He sees. And then He says, a prophetic, redemptive uncovering. When you come into a church like this that's speaking God's word over you, it's uncovering things in your life that aren't in alignment with His will. See that? And sometimes it reveals your deficits, and it makes you uncomfortable. That's called conviction. That's a healthy thing. But now listen. Here's why. Because all of us were born into this world in sin. We were born into this world separated from God because of sin. The wages of sin is death. Death means separation. So we're born in this world separated from God psychologically, sociably, spiritually, and physically. All those areas make you up. And God calls all those areas to line up with His will, because they were separated when you showed up. But you see, they were established before the foundations of the world. God knew you before you were even born. And when you become born again, that puts you in position to line up your life up psychologically, sociably, spiritually, and physically. You see that? That's what happens. And that's why you need the church. Because God's building His church. See that? That the gates of hell will not prevail against. Who's the church? People. Us. We're the ecclesia, the government of God. We are here to help God govern His will and His ways and demonstrate that on our jobs, in our families, in our church, in our neighborhood, in our country. You see? We're the church. We're to be that expression of Christ wherever we go. And that's what happens when you get into a place like this. You begin to live that way. And life is fulfilled. There's fulfillment in life. You see, depression comes when you're not receiving that. Discouragement comes when you're not connected to that. But when you're connected to that, it takes all those things off of you. Am I making sense? Now, think about this. God is calling you, every one of us, amen? And that's why we gather here on Sunday. And He's calling us to fulfill His will. He wants you to see things the way He sees it. Because when you see it His way, now you do His will. See, once you see it, you can't unsee it. See, that's vision. Now, catch this. When a person gets arrested, what the first thing they do is they put handcuffs on them. They handcuff them. Why? They say that's restraints. So they put handcuffs on them. What's the reasoning behind that? You can check this out. It's so they don't hurt themselves, so they don't hurt other people. That's the reason. So you see God's vision. Where there's vision, the people cast off restraint. Where there's no vision, the people cast off restraints. But where there is vision, it brings restraints. It brings the restraints you need to do His will. And now you are protected. You are protected because you're not going to hurt yourself and you're not going to hurt other people. Oh, you need to. Are you getting that? That's why you have to have vision. You see, if you're just in a church where it's 3 points in a poem and we made it to church, you'll never have God's vision. You see that? You need to be where that word is going over you and calling you and showing your deficits. And you say, I want to do God's will. And you're willing to pay the price to get to that. And now your children are going to be affected. Your grandchildren are going to be affected. Your marriage is going to change. Life is going to change because you're lining up with His will now. All right. Let's do our verse here. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. This is our foundational scripture. Father, we thank You for Your presence today. We thank You for all that You're doing in our lives. We thank You for those watching live stream. Lord, we need Your revelation, and we need Your vision. Continue to communicate it by the power and presence of the Holy Spirit. We trust You today, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. All right. Now, look what it says. It says commit. Remember the word we're talking about? That's the buzzword this year, commitment. So the word commit is the word Golgotha in Hebrew. And Golgotha is where the hill that Jesus was crucified on. So the implication is you're willing to die for what you're committed to. If it's not worth dying for, it's not worth being committed to. See, I want to make eye contact with every one of you. That's huge. So now, this word commitment also means, in the Hebrew, to roll away. To roll away. When camels would be on a journey and their water source would deplete, they would be exhausted and dehydrated, they would get down on their knees and they would roll their loads off their humps and they would be refreshed for the journey. And they would say, this camel is committed. He's rolling away. See, that's the way we are. We're to go to God in the morning and roll away our burdens. We're not designed to carry loads. We're sheep. You don't see pack sheep. You don't see sheep with big loads on them because we're not made that way. So you go to God, you give Him your burden. Cast all your care upon Him because He cares for you. See, then you don't take your burden to work. You don't take your burden into your family and complain about it and murmur about it and find problems and talking about them and echoing what's going on because you rolled it over on God, because you're committed, because you're dependent on Him, see? And that's what He wants. He wants you dependent on Him. It says in Proverbs 16:3, commit your works to the Lord, and He'll establish your thoughts. You see, that's what He does. The word established means prepared or fixed. So He fixes your thoughts. Now you're not full of anxiety. You're not full of worry. You're not full of strife because your thoughts are fixed by God because you're committed. You know that's good. And you know, listen to me, that's the way God is. He wants you dependent on Him all around the clock, every day. See that? In His perfect peace, He will keep them whose mind is stayed on Thee, and whose trust is in the Lord. Now stay with me. Look what he says. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. This word trust means careless. So when I trust the Lord, I can be careless. I'm not carrying my cares because I rolled them away. I've given them to God. See? Now I'm careless. I'm free. See that? I can be careless with Donita. Woohoo! I can be myself. Remember I told you I went out in my skivvies, my pajamas, to the mailbox. She said, are you going out like that? I said, yeah. That's all right. You can be you. I know that's silly, but I think it's communicating. You can be yourself. You don't have to put something on. You can be you. And that's why he wants you to be you. He wants the authentic you. Because you're careless. Because if you're carrying all them cares, watch this. Matthew 13 says, the cares of this life choke out the word of God. Now, because you're carrying it, God can't get his word into your heart. Amen. He can't get his word to you that you need for the freedom you long for. Oh, help me out. That's huge right there. So now think about this. Look what he says. Trust also in him. He'll bring it to pass. What's he going to bring to pass? Your struggle, your financial problem, your relationship problems. Maybe you had an abortion when you were... Maybe that's haunted you. Maybe you were from divorce. Maybe you got divorced. Maybe you were from abuse. All those things can contaminate you. But when you're committed, remember, he establishes your thoughts. Now listen, he takes care of it. It's done. You see this? He'll bring it to pass. Here's what happens. You may still have the problem, but now you see it differently. And you think, why did I ever even give that any credence? What was I thinking? It's like, are you kidding me? It doesn't bother you anymore. It doesn't have you anymore. The in-law problems, maybe, you know, who knows what the problem is. You know what? I can love them because they're broken too, you see? I'm free to love them. You know, I can love them from a distance, right? I love you, but it's okay. We'll talk to you later. See? You're free. And that's health. So you can be you. And that's what God wants. He wants you to be you at work, in your family, wherever you go. And when you're you, you have impact and influence to bring others into the kingdom. You see that? All right, let's keep moving. Go with me to First John chapter 3. He says, my little children, who's that? It's us. He says, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And by this we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before him. Stop. Hold up. Wait a minute. Put a little love in it. Listen to me. Listen to what he says. And shall assure our hearts before him. This word assure means to make certain. Means freedom from doubt. To make certain. I hear all the time in this uncertain times we live in. And this uncertain world we live in, the coronavirus, and they go on and on. But you see, when your heart's assured, you see this? You're certain. It's not up and down and all around. You got a vision of what's going on, and you know that you're of the truth. Am I making sense? So, are we making sense? So we're talking about the heart today. And remember, we talked about it last week. And we got the idols out, and we got all the So we're still talking about the heart. Now listen. And shall assure our hearts before him. Next one. For if our heart condemns us, wait a minute. Your heart condemns you? Your own heart will condemn you. It says in Jeremiah 17, 9, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, I search the heart, I test the mind to give everyone according to their ways and according to the fruit of their doings. God is always looking at your heart. Remember, he sends you into the wilderness to humble you and to test what's in your heart. Why? So you can see what's in there. So you can see it, and then you can make that change. Now, look at this. Now look what he says. If our heart condemns us, get a hold of this. God is greater than our heart. So here's the idea. God is greater than your own heart. In other words, I'm more concerned what God says about me and to me and who I am than what you or what mama or what daddy or what my neighbors or what my coworkers are saying about me. I'm more concerned with what God is saying about me, because he is my source. I look to the hills from where I get my help, my maker. Are you with me? I'm looking to my source. He knows me better than anybody. Now listen. God is greater than our heart and knows everything. You know, you think you're going to hide something from him? You're not hiding nothing from him. You know? God told Jeremiah, he said, I knew you, I ordained you, I sanctified you. Before you were even in your mother's womb. All those things that were done before he was even shown up. And then he comes back, he says, I'm too young, but I'm too young to even speak. How can I speak? I'm too young. You don't think God knew that? God knew that. He wants you to see it. First thing God said was, don't say that. Don't say that. What, are you making excuses already? Don't say that. That's good right there. Now stay with me. Now, beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence toward God. You see, when you start to believe what God says, it removes the condemnation. See that? And now you have confidence towards God. This word confidence means with faith. See that? With faith. I'm walking around with faith in me towards my God. When you have that, it makes you confident. Not in yourself, but in your God. Amen. And you know what? You make people nervous because you are so confident. Because you're not wigging out about the gas prices and the economy and what's going on in the government. You're not echoing all those problems and repeating all that. You're walking around enjoying your fellowship with God. Amen. And it shows on your countenance. See, your countenance tells everything. I can find out a lot about a person just by looking at their face. Your countenance tells everything. When you have fellowship with God, it shows up. It shows up on your mug. Now listen. We have confidence. Now watch this. Now what happens? When you don't contemn yourself, look at this. And whatever we ask, we receive from him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. You know what? Your prayers begin to get answered when you have confidence in God and you are not condemning your heart. You catching this? Now we're going to go to the next step. Everybody take a deep breath. Look at the person next to you and say, there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ. All right. Tim, give me Romans chapter 8. Did I give you the full meaning of the word assure? Remember he said assure your hearts? What did I say? To make certain. I didn't give you the rest of it. Freedom from doubt. To make safe or secure. You didn't write that down. Go ahead and write it down. That's noteworthy right there. To make safe or secure. When you have assurance with God, you see that? You're secure. Insecurity is pride. You see that? Well, I have low self-esteem. That's pride. See? Because when your esteem is under God's will and His truth, it comes up. You value, the word esteem means value. You value yourself. And when you value yourself, you don't hop in bed with anybody. You don't want to put stuff in your body that's going to cause you to be delirious and unconscious. Am I making sense? You want to honor God because you value yourself. You're secure. You don't need to get a 12-pack on the weekend because you got the Holy Ghost. I've got the Holy Ghost. I have joy in me. I don't need something else to help give me joy, right? I don't need to go smoke something or drink something to make me feel better. I feel good. I felt good when I got up this morning. That's right. Now listen. Where was I? All right. Look. There is therefore now. When?
Now.
Now's now. Now was then and now is now. So, no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Now, wait a minute. See, I've been teaching on Wednesday nights. People, before the cross, it was Jesus Christ. But after the cross, it's Christ Jesus. Christ is the Messiah, the anointed one. And that's the power, the resurrected Christ. That's the power that's in you and me. But before the cross, if you weren't born again, it's Jesus Christ. And you can't walk that out. But in Christ, you can. I can do all things through Jesus? Through Christ, who strengthens me. That's significant. You have to understand that. Many are the enemies of the cross of Christ. Many. We're to love our the people who are against the cross. And we have to die daily to ourselves so they can see the expression of Christ coming out of us. Because we're waiting eagerly for the return of the Lord. Because our citizenship is in heaven. You'll find that in Philippians chapter 3, verses 19, 20, and 21, maybe even 22 if you look real hard, but it's in there. Are you getting this? Christ, you're anointed just like Christ is. You have that same anointing. Same anointing in you. The power is in you. And that's what we have to get to understand this. Now watch this. Who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Next one. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, that's what we want, has made me free from the law of sin and death. See, we were born in this world under the law of sin and death. See that? Separated from God because of our sin. Right? David said, I brought from my mother's womb, I was conceived in sin and brought forth in iniquity. But God desires truth in my most inward parts, and He will make me to know wisdom. Psalms 51, verse 5 and 6. He'll make you to know wisdom, his wisdom. And that wisdom sets you free to be you. Now listen, listen. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. So when I'm born again, I enter into the law of the life in the Spirit. Now I have to grow and mature in the things of God. When I was a child, I thought as a child, I understood as a child, I spoke as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. Now I'm growing and maturing. You see, a lot of your problems are tethered to your immaturity. You're not growing and maturing in the things of God. So that's why you can't see God's vision and you can't understand, because you're always battling your own little problems and your own little isms and schisms, because you're not taking the time to grow and mature. Now look, look, look. So now, give me the next one. For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh. On account of him, he condemned sin in the flesh. All sin has been condemned, sentenced to death. No, it's no longer exist. It's done away with. Doesn't mean you're not going to sin. But the penalty of sin, if you're born again, is no longer yours. You're free from that penalty. When you sin now, you reap the rewards. God doesn't punish you for your sin, because he dealt with sin on the cross. That's why the cross of Christ is important to understand. When you understand the cross of Christ, you know your sins have been dealt with. You don't carry them, and you don't try to. You trust God. You see this? Now, the law of life in Christ has set me free from the law of sin and death. Now think about this. Sin and death represents gravity. So gravity always pulls you down. But now look, the law of life in Christ would be like the law of lift, which is aerodynamics. The law of aerodynamics causes you to rise above the law of gravity. And the law of aerodynamics and lift is not under the law of gravity, because it's under a whole nother law. That's like the law of life in Christ. It causes you to soar and go places you could never go under your own, being under the law of sin and death. You see that? Now, if you're up there and that motor shuts off, you're going down. And most people don't get out of that. The law of gravity takes over. Sin and death. Because the motor quit. The motor wasn't connecting with the gas. The motor is the Holy Spirit in you. When you're connected with the Holy Spirit, and you're connected with God, he's given you the information. He's given you everything you need to live a life above the law of sin and death.
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now. Only the truth and truthfulness can save us.
I've been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio, 45365. Our service times are Saturday evening at 5 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you.